Simin Reish Mem Tes, the end of Siv Beis, Gimel part of Dalet. The just to be Masakim the Halacha, which is mentioned over here, because it is very Negea. This is one of the first Halachas that we got to that really does apply in the 21st century. I'm saying, even according to the way that the Nei Sekelim bring it down, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, at the beginning of the Siman, he says that already the Bach, the Aguda, already hundreds and hundreds of years, they said it's, for the most part, the Halacha doesn't apply. However, over here, this certainly does apply. One is not supposed to be Kaveh Asuda, that is not Rogel Boy, Bimeachol, on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that if it's Zmanai is on Erev Shabbos, then it's Motor, Pishina Ben, Bris Mila, certainly that is how the way the Erev is like. However, for the most part, people do not make Sudas Erisin. In America, they don't even have such a thing. They have Avart, Ukadem, which is usually not a Suda. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's more Mekubal to have a Sudas Erisin. Certainly, they do not make it on Erev Shabbos. For the most part, these things are not made on Erev Shabbos. That is the Minigoy. That's even with regard to making it in the morning. Now, with regard to the rest of the day, there the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't be kriveh lechatchila. You're allowed to be kriveh asuda, which you're rogel bobi mechol. In other words, if you want to have peanut butter and jelly too, you have for breakfast, for lunch every day, two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Then make our dinner to have two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, also on Erev Shabbos, no matter what time. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, there is mitzvah lechatchila to be moinei yourself from tes shoyis, Ulamala, which comes out depending on whether or not it's the summer or the winter, somewhere between 2 o'clock and 4:30. That's usually 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock for the most part. Right now, I think it's a little bit after 3. The one should lichatchila be renamed himself from being kaveh asuda on that. Now, if he just wants to have one peanut butter and jelly sandwich to get him over until the Suda, that the Bir Halacha says is not even a Mitzvah Limana. However, if you're having what you usually have during the week, Mitzvah Limana, however, if you want to have some potato kugel or some challenge, you're not being Kriveh Suda, you're not washing, then that you're allowed to take throughout the rest of the day. However, the general rule is, and the Mishnah Berurah takes it so vite to even say, that even though the Mechaber only says that it's Mitesh Reis Lamala, he says when it comes to the winter, that Tesh Reis Lamala is 2 o'clock, and you're eating your suda at 5 o'clock, and it's a few hours later, then you should be moinei yourself even before 2 o'clock. If you know that it's going to be mafreya you from enjoying the suda properly at night, then every person, kefi mashehu, should, if he knows that he has a big suda at 12 o'clock, then don't have a big suda at 12 o'clock, only have a normal breakfast. And then have two muffins for lunch. But you should do whatever you could do that you should eat the Suda Shabbos B'Teyohin. However, Me'ikra Adin, you're allowed to be Kaveya any type of Suda, any time of the day, any type of Suda which is regular, Bechoral, any time of the day, Sechatchila, not from Tesher Yisvamala, and you're allowed to have fruits and vegetables and other things the entire day. There's not even a Mitzvah Limana. Derech Anshei Maiso says in Machaber in Sif Gimel Lis'anais B'chol Erev Shabbos. There is a Indian for Chassidim Anshei Maiso that they fast on Erev Shabbos. That way you come to Shabbos Mamash with a Teyavon. One of the people that was killed in the Har Nof massacre, they said about him that he wouldn't have Fleishigs already starting Thursday. That he should have Teyavon. He wouldn't fast Kimdumani on Erev Shabbos, Ukadema. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Achrayim that the Hechriya Achrayim that Lechatchila one should not fast on Erev Shabbos unless it's a yard site or it's a Tanis Chaloyim or other things on Sarva Tevis. That we'll see more in Sivdal and we'll leave that for tomorrow, Mezor Hashem. However, the Lechatchila one should not fast, he shouldn't come into Shabbos Kishum Me'una. In other words, you shouldn't feel famished, you shouldn't feel like you're famished when coming into Shabbos, you shouldn't feel not good coming into Shabbos, therefore one should not fast. Now I saw something, most people don't fast on Erev Shabbos, however something which is very, I think, Negea, I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos, this is probably not really too much of a makar, but I think certainly the Indian is klar from this Mechaber, and that he says you shouldn't come into Kishum Me'una, that means also if you're zonked out of your pants. If you zonked out of your box coming to Shabbos, your mamash falling asleep at the Suda, that's also an Indian of coming to Shabbos Kishum Me'una. You're not going to enjoy the Suda Karoi, the same way that you're not going to enjoy Karoi because you ate too much. You're also not going to enjoy the Suda Karoi because you didn't sleep enough. And very often, Thursday night's a very late night, and Shabbos day is a very busy day, and you're running around and cleaning v'chulu. one should, if they have the achilas, to take a nap, half an hour. Also, klapi is chiyuvim on Friday night. It's a worthwhile endeavor, and therefore he should not lechatzila. He should kochamein abereishay that he should not come into Shabbos kishum u'une, not from food wise, and not sleep deprivation.